Hi, you're listening to Talk CXO Live, and in this edition, we are featuring the story of a CXO who refused to rely on magic pills to bail him out of a health crisis, but instead claimed his freedom by putting his legs and his will to good use. By running, of course. He not only disproved his physician's outlook, but transformed into an avid marathoner and is now a runner for life. So get set to meet Anindo Ganguly, Director and Delivery Leader, DXC Technology UK. In this segment, we speak about the challenges Anindo faced in terms of leading and managing teams across continents, especially India, during the initial months of the pandemic. He shares his thoughts on the changes the IT industry will undergo and how the world, as we know it, is set for a massive transformation in the coming decade. Hi, Anindo.
Hi.
Welcome to the Talk CXO Life series.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad to have you here. It's been ages, I think, since we are planning this. You know, remote podcasting had been screaming into our faces for so long. Mm. And unfortunately, for some reasons or the other, we were just not able to get past that many hurdles, in fact, technically. Mm-hmm. Finally, it's here during these COVID times, I think, when everyone is begging for, virtual spaces to connect. And I'm glad that we finally have this, we kick-started this with you in London, in UK somewhere. Given the context and such critical times, it would be nice to understand how is it that leaders have really been handling the situation so far, professionally, even personally, and what are the challenges? So I'd like to begin by asking you, how have you been faring, coping, first of all, with this global crisis, from the point of view of, managing a team, the business, your role as a leader?
Of course, with this current situation, what has been a big change for all of us is we are all working from homes. So I used to work in London 4 days a week, which meant I had to travel a lot. It took me an hour and a half to get to London and an hour and a half to get back. So 3 hours spent on traveling, that's gone now, right? So basically what it has, of course, translated into is more time for work. But that's not unique to me. And I see that as a common thing for everybody. Almost everybody is putting in more hours. I think the problem that is also happening is we see that a lot of businesses are being impacted because of this COVID-19 situation. Many projects are coming to a standstill. Result is that, in the sector that I am in, which is IT, we are also having a lot of problems because businesses, our customers are winding down business. They're stopping projects. It impact on us. And as a result, I have a lot of colleagues of mine who are losing jobs, right? So it's a trying time for all of us. Having said that, the kind of challenges that I see mostly right now is, I have global teams. I manage global teams.
True, that's what,
and,
yeah.
I have teams in UK, US, Germany, Japan, Hong Kong, all over the globe. I have a big team in India. I think the biggest change that I saw was in my team in India. I'm a few thousand people there. And when they started working from home, it was a big change for them because one of the things that we saw was internet connectivity was a massive problem.
True.
The second thing was, if I looked at it, people did not have, they were not used to working from homes, right? They had families, children, probably on one day you might opt out of your dining table, right? And set up your laptop there and work from home. Everybody needs a separate room to operate in. Everybody needs a laptop to work from, so internet connectivity was a big challenge, which I saw. Other challenges which we saw was, the fact that we're not getting connected to other folks. When you work in a team, you actually work in a team, right? You get the support of everybody. You support others. You are able to, go grab a coffee with somebody, discuss a issue, discuss a problem, something which may be work-related, something which may not be work-related. I'm sure, you have your friends and you want to go. When you at work, you go out and you have a cup of coffee and talk about something which is personal. But it helps you, you know, relax, right?
Right, unwind.
Right? And that's not happening, right? So that was a different challenge that I saw. The third was, I also see that big problem is, you know, people are only talking on phones. You know, I love to connect with people face-to-face. When I say face-to-face, I should be able to look into the eye and speak to you. Right. And that has a different meaning to it, because, you know, talking on the phone, I talk something and somebody says something. It is the level of commitment is different on the phone versus when you are talking physically in front of a person. If you say to a person that I'm going to do this, it has a significance. It has a meaning which is beyond what you do over a telephone, I feel.
Right.
And I think that goes down as well. So a couple of things that we needed really to work on was, how do we ensure that our people, we communicate more, and we communicate not more in terms of content, but in terms of, you know, what we want to tell them clearly and precisely so that they can understand. Because like I told you, many times you talk to your peer or talk to your manager and find out what is happening, what happened there. Those conversations should not stop. So I think we need to increase that, and that needs to happen. And the second thing is, you know, as leaders or as people working with other people, we appreciate others, but we don't appreciate enough. And this kind of situation, we need to do that much more, I think. Because
it's the human connect.
Exactly. The human connect has to increase, because if you don't do that, then it's you know, people are people, right? So they will have problems in life, right? And if they are not able to talk to them, you know, talk to their work colleagues, or whether it's related to work or not work, I mean, they need to talk, and you need to give them avenues where they can, you know, speak to others and kind of unwind.
Yeah, open up more channels, I think, of communication and even engagement. I think what you're talking of in terms of employee engagement will take such a different level also, right? I mean, now. So,
in fact, for example, we had situations with starters, right? People who are joining the company. So training, inductions, right? How do you get that person a laptop? He lives in some part of India, say. You know, how do you go get a laptop to him? How does he have access to, because you have this VPN and all of this stuff, right? Any new person joining needs to sign up so many documents for HR, right? He needs to know how should he claim his, insurance, healthcare, all of that needs to be signed off. You know, he needs to get his access to his mobile phone, etc. So it's massive challenge, and especially more so when you are talking about graduates that you hire. You know, experienced people come in, they know what to
do. Of course,
But when you
have been through that
multiple times, right? You're changing jobs, then you know what you need to operate, right? And you talk to your manager and you find out, you know, how can I get my mobile done or whatever, right? And he or she will let you know. But when you're talking about college graduates who come in, who have absolutely no experience, right, of in many cases, when they come just from university, join you, they have high
expectations. Just out of college, right?
They have high expectations, right? And from day one, they have to work from home. I'm still trying to, you know, get my teams organized on seeing how are we measuring their performance, or how are we measuring their training. You know,
they're learning actually.
So we are putting together mentorship. You know, we need everybody to have a separate mentor who they can talk to. You know, we have to find a way to measure their performance so that they know they're being measured on a day-to-day basis, right? We need to have proper, clear trainings for them so that they know their skills are getting developed, they're learning new things. So there are so many things which need to change. And I think most organizations are struggling with this, or rather, I should say, they're transforming themselves to kind of work in this new world, right? And and those are the challenges that we see now.
Do you think these changes are there to stay for much longer?
Absolutely. I feel, you know,
in a way, it's an opportunity also, right? I mean,
massive.
You can hire from across the world without even looking at the physical location once you have it set.
Yes. So the reason why, even if you look at organizations, right, if you look at the Indian IT market, right, it grew from what we call as offshoring or best shoring or whatever you want to call it. But the whole concept lies on the fact that there are certain amount of people you have at, you know, this high-cost countries, US, UK, Germany, whatever.
Resources.
And then you have people who work out of places like India, the Philippines, Vietnam, you know, East Europe, you know, people who probably are, you know, their salaries are lesser. Now, the reason why I'm working in the UK or somebody else is working in the UK is essentially because we have the relationship with the customer. Mm. Now, if I'm not going and meeting the customer at his workplace, right, am I actually required to work out of this location? Mm. So
right,
what I'm trying to get to is, so yes, there has been this thing about offshoring and you know, what is the right mix of, you know, how many people you need to have, what percentage of people should be in closer to the customer, what percentage of people should be from working from a delivery center in Philippines or India or wherever. I think those numbers are also going to change because customer is not going to go to his office. You are not going to go to the customer's office. If you're going to be communicating, speaking to the customer mostly on a video chat like this, you know, maybe once a year or twice a year, you might fly down to the customer's office and meet up with him, you know. But apart from that, most calls are going to happen like this. And if that's going to happen, then, you know, again, I think this world is going to change again. A lot of work is going to go to places like India, and I feel that's definitely going to happen. The other thing which I see as a change which is happening is the focus on business continuity. Business continuity was always a, you know, fad. Mm. You know, people like to say that they have a BCP plan, you know, business continuity plan, but reality is very different in most cases, right? I think seriousness of that has certainly come become so much more important. It has become so much more important because today businesses have stopped. You know, you see that all around you, right? If you look at the retail market, right? You know, your normal high street shops.
Mm.
I think not many of them are going to survive this. You know, and then
many industries. Yeah.
So the world is going through a transformation, massive transformation, and I think it is all going to change. You can't call it an industrial revolution, but it is definitely a revolution which is happening right now. And over the next 10 years, we'll see everything change.